So everything that we're going to talk about this morning is based on the fact that we were going to go plant. So imagine, if you will, that we're going to go plant when we're done with church this morning, so that it all makes sense to you in the end. We'll connect the dots. I'm going to invite God in this moment. God, please, we just thank you so much for being present this morning during our worship and during the music and our hearts focusing on you. And we ask that you remain with us here this morning and then beyond, so that we can take the things that we talk about and that we learn and that we feel and that we can implement them into the life that you've given us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So, planting seeds. How many of you have gardens? Like flower gardens or vegetable gardens, or really, you have a flower garden? Oh, no, I have flower gardens. Leo doesn't have flower gardens. How many of you have potted plants at your house, like either outside or inside? Okay, so most everybody does planting of some. How many of you have a problem killing plants? I have no problem. Nancy has no problem killing plants. That's fabulous. That'll fit right in. So, I have some flower beds, and I have some potted plants. Leo tends to tend to our potted plants inside. He's very good at and meticulous at watering and keeping them alive. He thinks that's cool, and I forget. So, I rely on God to water the ones outside, so sometimes they die too. How many of you love to weed? Really? You really like to weed the... Read. Okay, Sherry likes to read. Alexis likes to weed. Anyone else? Reading and weeding. Okay, so here we are, reading and weeding. No, I was referring to weeding. We could talk about reading another time. So tending to any kind of garden takes time, right? I mean, we can all understand and appreciate the fact that whatever kind of garden we're tending to, whether it's indoor plants or outdoor plants, vegetables, flowers, whatever, it takes time. And making sure that the weeds are not there so that they don't choke out the plants is key in the plants surviving, yes? There's lots of scriptures that talk about, you know, the choking out and all of that. We're not going to talk about those today. So, but it takes patience. It takes patience and it takes time, and many of us don't have either of those, or one or the other, correct? I am not a patient person. God did not gift me with patience. Anyone who's known me for about five minutes, or is married to me apparently, knows that I don't have a lot of patience. Yes, Leo's using the big shovel today. I struggle daily with patience, with myself, with things, with tangible things, with people, with my kids, with my dogs. I struggle with patience with all of it. It helps when I can focus on letting God help me with it, but I am very careful to not pray for patience. How many of you ever heard that you don't dare pray for patience? Because if you do, God gives you all kinds of things to show you how patient you could really be. Yeah, so I don't ever pray for patience. I just rely on God to help me wait, to teach me how to wait. I don't need any more challenges to teach me patience, so I don't dare pray for patience. In Proverbs 14, verse 29, it says, patience leads to abundant understanding, but impatience lead to stupid mistakes. Well, there you go. Plain and simple for us to understand. You can choose between abundant understanding or stupid mistakes. Well, there's a choice, right? And yet how often do we choose not abundant understanding, but the other? Now, if I plant these impatience, see how I went there? See how I went there? Since this will be the only planting we will be doing today, I am surely going to go ahead and do this. Now, if we plant, it takes time though, right? You have to have the right soil. And it doesn't normally come in a clear plastic baggie, but You know, you've got to have the right kind of ground to plant, depending on what kind of plants you're planting. Yes? And you've got to pick your flowers carefully. You've got to make sure that you get what you need. And how about, there's a lot of details involved. There's a lot of things that you have to patiently work through to make sure that it's going to survive. What else does it need? It needs water. Well, yeah, if you're one of those people. Fertilizer. Sunshine. But in impatience, don't need too much sunshine, right? So they also need shade, right? They need shade. So if this impatient is going to represent for us kind of, it's just a visual aid, right? Sometimes we're impatient, and if we don't go through the steps properly and take the time to make it happen the right way. Like if I plant this flower in full sun, what's going to happen? It's going to die. If I don't water it, what's going to happen? It's going to die. If I forget that I've planted it and leave it in a closet somewhere, it's going to die. So I've got to make sure that I'm paying attention, or it won't grow to its full potential. How you plant a seed, what kind of seeds you plant, where it's planted, when it's planted, what you feed it, how it's watered, all of it completely affects how the plant turns out, yes? So let's think about this when we think about sharing the gospel. How you share, what you share, where you share, when you share, all of it completely affects the outcome, correct? All of the elements completely affect the outcome. Ephesians 4:2, conduct yourselves with all humility, gentleness, and patience. Instructions because God knows that we're not going to tend to be patient people, yes? God totally and completely knew that we weren't going to be automatically patient people. So he gives us instructions. Conduct yourselves with all humility, gentleness, and patience. When we share the gospel, many times we think it's a distinct action that has to take place. It's a moment. It's a verbal moment in which we use the name of Jesus 3.4 times in the conversation. We refer to the Bible. We pull a scripture. We read a passage. Or we share a commandment just so, in order to really hit a home run, to make sure we firmly plant the seed. Really? Because if that's the way we're supposed to do it, I'm in big trouble. How about you? Raise your hand if you're in trouble in this moment based on that's what we're supposed to do. I can't manage to memorize scripture to save my life. I cannot. I've tried so hard in so many different ways. I can read it every day for 30 days, and I still, in a moment when I want to pull it, I can't remember. I can't say where it's from and exactly what it is. I can't do it. But I can say, you know, in the Bible, I know that it talks about da-da-da-da-da. I know in the Word of God it talks about da-da-da-da. Now, and I don't know about you guys, but I'm repeatedly breaking commandments. So if me sharing the gospel and planting a seed relies solely on me being able to never break a commandment, I'm going to be interpreted as an imposter. And somebody's going to think I'm fake. Because they're going to say, but wait a minute, you just did. Yes, I did. So, 2 Corinthians 6, verse 6. We displayed purity, knowledge, patience, and generosity. We served with the Holy Spirit, genuine love, telling the truth, and God's power. Displayed. Did you hear that word? We displayed. It doesn't say we spoke. We displayed purity, knowledge, patience, and generosity. We displayed it. We showed it. We lived it. Now that I can do. Living my life, I can do. Memorizing scripture and quoting it verbatim in the right context, in the right time, not so much. But living my life, I can do. forming my life in such a way that I can live out what Jesus has taught me I can do with love, truth, and God. I can do that. Planting seeds in the dirt right alongside others. I can live my life right alongside others and plant seeds right alongside others. Sharing the gospel isn't an instantaneously gratifying experience either, is it? Not every time. Sometimes you never see what happens when you plant the seed of knowledge, that example of love, that vision that there is hope in Jesus Christ. But as believers, as followers of Jesus, is it not our job, our responsibility, our blessing to be sharing, to be loving, and to wait patiently for the result? Because in the end, the glory isn't ours, right? It's God's. Instant gratification is not, nor should it ever be, our goal. We will fail miserably if we set that goal for ourselves. Anticipation and patience is what we walk away with. The excitement of wondering what God might do with it, how God might use us to water the seed and nurture it as we walk alongside, living our lives, exampling Jesus' love by the way we treat others, breathlessly hoping that we just might get to see it grow and mature, but just anticipating what will happen and that we don't necessarily have to be there when it does. Ecclesiastes 7:8, the end of something is better than its beginning. Patience is better than arrogance. If we are arrogant enough to think that it's about us at all, then we've completely missed the whole point. So let's be people that go out into it not sure of what the outcome might be, but humble enough to know that it's all God using us the way He wishes to plant seeds and help them grow. God waters them. And God doesn't necessarily water them with us. If I share a seed, God might use Kyle to water that seed. And then when God's done using Kyle to water that seed, He might turn around and use Dave to water that seed. We've all had experiences where we've interacted with somebody and then later on they've interacted with somebody that we know. And then all of a sudden we realize that in several moments of time, we all watered a seed that has now popped up from the ground and is sprouting into new faith. God's using all of us as the watering cans. And we cannot go into a situation thinking that it's my job to make sure that Leo reaches salvation right this very moment, or I have failed as a Christian, and shame on me for even trying. Because there's going to be so many other people in Leo's life that are going to water and nurture that planting. But we've all got to work together. And God uses all of us together. Without the master gardener watering, we could think of it this way. We could water a plant all day long, but there's something about the rain. There's just something about the rain that gives that plant, that seed, something that it needs. We can water a plant with tap water every day. But there's just something, there's got to be something about the rain. Just like there's something about the way God uses all of us to water the seeds that we plant, that make it grow into the faith that it is. Let us never forget who equips us with the gardening tools and the watering cans and everything He does to tend to and water those seeds to glorify Him and wait for the blooms patiently. Amen. We are a church that prays. And we are a church that participates in Holy Communion on a weekly basis. We feel it's an important part of our faith. I think it's a privilege that we get to join at God's table every week. Help us focus. Help us get back on track. Help us leave stuff that we need to leave. Come to the altar and put it there. And as we enter into a time of prayer, I would invite you to leave your things at the altar, to come to the altar and offer your prayers and your petitions and you know, bring your offerings, your tangible offerings, if you have them, and kneel at the railing. We'll participate in communion together. The band will give us some light music to help us focus, but I want to encourage you to reach out to God and ask Him where He wants you planting. Because He wants us all planting. As you're leaving your junk here this morning, maybe ask Him to show you good soil, fresh ground, someplace for you to hoe it up and start new.